She calls bread language. The common tongue can understand that. She calls bread language. The common tongue can understand that. Seeking the grains from the field, a gleaner like Ruth of knowledge. Whither thou goest, there go I. She calls bread language. He was so sad, but not for long. No, not for long. He discovered that he could still communicate with his fine feathered friends, and that's when a man called Soup began to sing again. a people taking place near clay fields, near clay fields of wheat and corn. Black birds nesting near water and straw. Water and straw, where black birds are nesting, the birth of a people. Fruit trees providing shade for us to live by, protecting us from the scorching sunlight. All the basic necessities. All the basic necessities, black birds resting near water and straw. Black birds eating bread. She calls bread language. The common tongue can understand that. I said that the common tongue can understand that.
Thank you.
Come through corn pipes and dark brown dancing feet. I said that the cries of my ancestors come through corn pipes and dark brown dancing feet. They be echoing and hollowing and screaming and shouting out the passageway through images of soft, hushabye winds. Whispering songs, humming along the river's edge. Near graveyards of unmarked graves with headstones turned upside down. The cries of my ancestors come through corn. And dark brown dancing feet. Humming along the river's edge, near graveyards of unmarked graves, with headstones turned upside down. The cries of my ancestors come through corn pipes and dark brown dancing feet. I can still fly. Call me Eagle Man. I have wings, and they spread and glide. My spirit is alive. I soar above and beyond all stagnation. My wings on the breezes, on the breeze of elevation, I can still fly.
Thank you.
Breaking bread we eat, our mouths close over the homely food. chewing. Our minds conjure memories deep as our grandmother's time. Bread, a reverence.